I call you friends, says the Lord, for I have made known to you all that the Father has told me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. What is the most precious possession of your life? What is the one thing without which you would not want to live, or that for which you would be willing to give your life? Most parents would probably answer immediately, "My children are my most precious and prized possession." But I remember one lady observing very honestly, "I never thought I could love anyone more than my own children. And then I had grandchildren." Any grandfather or grandmother will tell you their most prized possession is their grandchildren. But sometimes what's most precious to someone is not always healthy or holy for them. It can even destroy them. There is no more startling example than the very creepy character Gollum from J.R.R. Tolkien's classic novel, The Hobbit. As a young hobbit, his original name was Sméagol, Gollum finds an amazing gold ring of tremendous power. In order to possess it, he actually kills his brother, Deagle. Gollum's obsession for the ring drives him mad, and he begins to refer to it as "my precious." Too bad Gollum didn't have any grandchildren. Maybe he would have loved them more than the ring of power. Gollum plays a pivotal part in the rest of Tolkien's story called The Lord of the Rings, and in the end destroys the ring and himself in the fiery lava depths of Mount Doom. The creature Gollum reminds us of people who are addicted to alcohol or drugs or pornography or gambling, for whom these destructive possessions become their precious, more valuable to them than life itself. Jesus builds on this experience of our most precious possessions, but directs it differently, namely to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Notice how Jesus says the kingdom should be more precious to a disciple than all of his or her other possessions. So much so that he would sell everything else to have it. Later, Jesus would explain the same principle in terms of love and death. In John chapter 15, verse 13, we read, "No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." Dying for one's friends is driven by the same desire as selling everything for the kingdom. It identifies your most prized possession. What is your precious? For a disciple of Jesus, his or her most precious possession should be the kingdom of heaven, worth more than earthly life because we exchange it for eternal life. I believe we should experience a kind of evolution in what is precious to us over the course of our life. And if all goes according to plan, our most precious possession at the end of life will be the kingdom of heaven. As small children, what is most precious to us is our toys, our Legos, or our video games. For teenagers, it's their telephones and texting and tweeting. For young adults, it's their job or their career or perhaps a boyfriend or a girlfriend. After marriage, our children become what is most precious. And later, like that lady said, we love our grandchildren more than our children. Sadly, some people pursue destructive things as their precious possessions: fame or fortune, drugs, alcohol. But at some point, we perceive that we cannot cling to these possessions, no matter how good they are. And the only possession we can keep is the kingdom of heaven. You know, my parents are slowly becoming aware that they might have to move from their home to an assisted living center. The only request that they made was, "We want to attend daily Mass wherever we end up." They have found the buried treasure in the field, worth giving up everything else for. The kingdom of heaven is the most precious possession of my parents' life. My parents are right on schedule. Wouldn't it be nice if you could figure that out sooner rather than later? Praised be Jesus Christ.